This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel has attacked Iran. People familiar with the matter said, as Iranian state media reported early on Friday, its forces had destroyed drones days after Iran launched a retaliatory drone strike on Israel. Reuters correspondent Lila Davies reports.
Israel has struck back at Iran. That was according to three Reuters sources on Friday. Iranian state media reported explosions near an army base in the central city of Isfahan and said drones were shot down. Reports said nearby nuclear facilities in Natanz, which the West suspects are involved in developing atomic weapons, were not damaged. The apparent strike comes days after Iran fired hundreds of drones into Israel in retaliation for the attack on the Iranian embassy in Damascus in Syria. Most of Iran's drones and missiles were downed before reaching Israeli territory.
Reuters correspondent Lila Davies. Iran's President Ibrahim Raisi on Friday hailed Tehran's unprecedented retaliatory attack on Israel almost a week ago, but did not mention explosions heard in his country's central region. World leaders called for de-escalation after United States media quoted officials saying Israel had carried out retaliatory strikes on Iran after the Islamic Republic's missile and drone attack against Israel. India began voting on Friday in the world's largest election as Prime Minister Narendra Modi seeks a historic third term in office. The massive voting exercise involving almost 1 billion voters will be spread over seven phases across the world's most populous country. It ends on June 1st and votes will be counted on June 4th. This is VOA News. G7 foreign ministers Friday expressed quote-unquote strong concern about transfers of dual-use materials and weapons components from Chinese businesses to Russia being used by Moscow for its military expansion. At a meeting in Italy, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged European counterparts to increase pressure on Beijing, who Washington accuses of helping Russia's most ambitious defense expansion since the Soviet era. Washington set a red line for Beijing not to supply weapons to Russia for its war in Ukraine. Indonesians are leaving their homes near a volcano as an airport closes due to ash danger. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Buses drive evacuees away from Tagulandang sub-district on Sulawesi Island. Indonesian authorities have closed an international airport and urged residents to leave homes near the erupting volcano due to spreading ash, falling rocks and the possibility of a tsunami. The island's Mount Ruang had five large eruptions on Wednesday and smoke emitted from the crater all day Thursday. More than 11,000 people have been told to leave at-risk areas and at least 800 have already done so. Indonesia's Volcanology Center notes it's possible part of the volcano could collapse into the sea, triggering a tsunami. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Australian police said on Friday a 16-year-old boy has been charged with a terrorism offense for allegedly stabbing a church bishop in Sydney during a church service. Reuters correspondent Saikir Jasny reports.
Police Commissioner Karen Webb said during a press conference that he's been denied bail.
We allege on Monday night that was stabbed up to six times. We also allege that the boy had travelled for 90 minutes to attend that location from his home address.
A riot erupted outside the church after the attack on Bishop Mar Murray Emmanuel. After the crowd demanded that police hand over the attacker, over 50 officers were injured and 20 police cars were damaged. The 53-year-old bishop has a popular youth following on TikTok, but faces controversy over his views. His sermons cover Bible teachings and critique homosexuality, COVID vaccines, Islam, and Joe Biden's presidency.
Reuters correspondent Saikir Jasny. South Korea's government offered its first concession to striking doctors on Friday in an effort to end a two-month-long walkout prompted by proposed increases to medical school enrollment. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.